But if an alien were to come from another galaxy, I think it would have to be from out, not just from another solar system, you'd have to go to another galaxy, and view historic Palestine from above without knowing anything about the 1967 line, she would not see an existing partition along those lines. I'm making an assumption here, of course, that space aliens have gender, which may or may not be the case. Rather, she would see a reality of apartheid and segregation throughout historic Palestine, from the Naqab Desert to Nazareth, from Bir es Saba to Bisan, and from Jaffa to Jericho. Zionism could not be appeased or satisfied with a two-state solution that left 1.5 million Palestinian citizens of Israel inside the borders of a Jewish state. This is why so many Israelis now support the expulsion of Palestinian citizens of Israel to a future Palestinian Bantustan. Indeed, the history of other partitions tells us that a repartition of Palestine today would be unlikely to produce peace. It would likely spark a renewed bout of ethnic cleansing aimed at removing Palestinians from inside Israel. Already today, Jewish supremacists have imported precisely the intimidation and settlement tactics they used in the West Bank to the heart of Palestinian communities inside Israel. We see this in Akka, in Jaffa, in Umm al-Fahim, and other cities inside what is called Israel proper. I would argue that there is nothing inherent in a one-state or two-state solution that Israel rejects. Israel has no objection to a one-state solution per se, and I agree with Miron that the reality now is a one-state solution, but it is, of course, an apartheid state. Benjamin Netanyahu, like myself and many other people in this room, also supports a one-state solution, and so far is resisting pressure, let's hope he holds out, against endorsing the two-state solution. Where we differ irreconcilably is that he wants it to be a Jewish supremacy and we want it to be a democracy. In Israel, there has never been a consensus supporting a full withdrawal from the 1967 occupied territories. The only consensus has been for the continued expansion of Israeli colonies in the West Bank. Israel has fiercely resisted a two-state solution in any form that it feels would challenge its overall domination and control. What Israel objects to then is not one state or two states, but equality in any form whatsoever. Many Palestinians supported the two-state solution not because they believed it would be the most just solution, but because they believed the false promises that it would allow them to enjoy some form of free existence. As we can see, that is not the case. The constant mantra by international officials that they are committed to the peace process should be taken for what they are, commitments to an endless process that absolves them of responsibility to act now to check Israeli criminality, and not as a commitment to actually achieving a just outcome.